Studies suggest the physical act of gardening can have a positive impact on health. One Pittsburgh organization is carrying on the tradition of Black farmers to bring gardening and holistic healing to a community they say could really use it. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young visited their future farm site in the neighborhood of Homewood.
A group of gardeners and folks from nonprofits are touring green spaces in Homewood. Next stop, Westinghouse High School.
We installed this garden about 2 months ago. Do you guys remember any of the crops we planted then?
Yeah, strawberries.
Strawberries, carrots, lettuce.
That's Redding Jackson from the nonprofit Grow Pittsburgh, who helps the school with this project.
So we planted a really nice spring garden. Got eaten completely by deer last week. They ate the whole garden.
A block down from the school on an overgrown vacant lot, there's not much for the deer to pick at. This is the future farm site of Bugs, the Black Urban Gardeners and Farmers Cooperative.
The land goes from this corner all the way to the alley and all the way over to that house right there. So you see it's a large space.
Dana Harris Yates is directing the farm, which will utilize the young gardeners from Westinghouse. In addition to things like yoga and meditation, Harris Yates says the simple act of working in the soil is beneficial.
Because when one is nurturing that plant, they're nurturing themselves.
But they'll also grow a variety of herbs and plants to consume for natural healing, which Harris Yates says can address a variety of conditions.
From post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, stress.
She says the farm's amenities can be especially beneficial in Homewood, which is predominantly African American and low income.
And a lot of the children who in this community have experienced a lot of death, a lot of trauma from various reasons and different home situations that may cause them to have stress.
Despite the need for mental health care, she says many African Americans are resistant to taking prescription medications, and there are other barriers to Western care.
If you don't have insurance, of course, that's always a lack of access. If you don't have transportation to get to different places, that's an issue. If you don't see people that look like you, and they're attempting to help you with mental health issues, but they don't look like you, that's a barrier.
She takes a more tribal approach for her community. Her methodology is rooted in her background in Western psychology, but she also practices Reiki, or energy healing. Her business, Cultural Oasis, also sells herbal treatments.
We've never really wanted to go outside of our own community to seek mental health, and that might be a problem in some aspects. So what I decided to do was keep what made them feel comfortable. They used to go to the shamans. They used to go to the priestesses. They used to go to their pastors. That's who they went to for therapy and for counseling.
There's a history of challenges for African Americans working to take care of their community, including farmers, according to Raquib Bey.
This is nothing new. After slavery, a lot of our ancestors who were sharecropping, they would have their crops burned down by the Klan. So they started farmers associations.
Bey is the founder of Pittsburgh's Black Farmers and Gardeners Association.
As Black gardeners and farmers, we needed to come together, to work together, to share work days for sweat equity. Number two, we found it that here in Pittsburgh, a lot of us wasn't sitting at the table that was Black, and we needed to fight racism, systematic racism, and institutionalized racism that exists even in urban agriculture.
Since there's no grocery store nearby, her organization started a farmer's market in Homewood, which features regional growers and is expanding this year. Dana Harris Yates says the results of her and her students' work is about to really diversify what's available.
Gold Cola, which helps with brain health, Brahmi, rosemary leaf, olive leaf, white willow.
Beyond the specific plants, Harris Yates says healing begins with a connection to the soil, which she wants all of Homewood to experience.
We play in dirt, and we teach children how to play in dirt, and then we teach adults how to play in dirt. It's not going to kill you. You could always wash your hands.
This October, Bugs will start building hoop houses on their farm site. The raised beds and composting heat will allow them to grow herbs and produce all year round. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.